February 24th, 1990, Camp Rinpoche, the Sons of Milarepa, Fort North Nepal.
Atanjela, Nadu Taiki Deli San Chati, Nangi Keva Tate, Milamu.
Your Rinpoche wishes everyone good morning and hopes that you will retain inner peace.
That we may attain Buddhahood for the sake of all sentient beings, and this is a state which rests neither in samsara, nor in nirvana, nor in the existence of peace. And in order to do this, we will practice listening, reflecting, and meditating on the teachings.
Dene thikpa chenpu lo la, jarse sanju sempa dasema nange, dene randong tso mayen ba yendong do gogre, then Yendong Drupal Seba La Sanje Je Kompan Drupal De Ka Chimbo.
In the Mahayana teachings, one accomplishes not only the benefit for oneself, but for other beings as well. And this is extremely important.
Karre San Sanje Je Kompan To Na, Tenen Tha Ye De Sinjin Je Tong Ja Chimbo Drupal De Se Na Sanje Je Kompan Do Go.
So why does one have to attain the level of Buddhahood? One has to attain it in order to accomplish the benefit of limitless sentient beings.
Ona sanje ki savate kandi chile min jingiri se na kena sanje ki savate onte seva ninge chembo tang tene dami toku hira thar sembe kiwa kegla sanje ki jebare.
So what does one call Buddha? What does Buddha mean? It means of a high being, the highest being, who has generated perfect loving kindness and compassion, and who has also accomplished the wisdom that realizes the lack of a self in a person and in a phenomenon.
Then, that Sanjay Ji Kompang, Dhabala, then Tawa, Gomba, Kepa,
to accomplish the level of Buddhahood, then view, meditation, and action are very important. So why is it important to know these three, view, meditation, and action? If one doesn't know the view, then one's meditation will not go well, will not be successful. And if one does not meditate, then one will not realize the true nature of the mind. And without these two, then one's conduct will not be in accord with the Dharma, will not be correct.
Zopa Sanje Chomdin Deje, Kolo Tangbole, Kande Sumbare, Kolo Papale Kande Sumbare, Kolo Tamale Kande Sumbare, De Tavate Hiji.
Then to understand the view, what does that mean? One should understand what the Buddha taught in the first, the second, and the third turnings of the wheel of Dharma.
Dene Deya Ome Yong. Then Kolo Parpa Tang Kolo Sumba Gongban Deba Tene Rantong the Yendong Rantong the Yendong Ome Yong Lok Sola Then Lok Yong Yabuzo Koyo Rantong
Gong Jintong
Kolo Parpa Kolo Parpa Gonde Tene Rantong Yong Kolo Kolo Sumba Gondes, then he sobered by Yendong with young the solo.
So,
Rinpoche
has said that then after studying these three turnings of the wheel of the Dharma, one study? Well, in studying one studies the Madhyamaka treatises, and those that deal with the second turning of the wheel of Dharma, the commentaries that explain the intended meaning of these treatises, the second one, turning, mainly deals with the Rang Tong, the empty in and of itself school, and the third turning deals with the Shen Tong, the empty of others school.
So then what treatises in particular does one study? So of Nagarjuna's, there are the six treatises that deal with Madhyamaka reasoning. And then there is Chandrakirti's Omala Jupa. And the Bodhicharya Avatara by Shanti Deva, and especially the ninth chapter.
What views, what text does one focus on when one's studying the Shen Tong view? The text, Rinpoche mentions three texts of Maitreya's, the Ju Lama, which is translated as the changeless nature, the distinguishing phenomena from their true nature, and distinguishing the middle from the extreme. Those three texts are especially important.
Tava tang gombe ninga deba tene nanjer jewa so malare pe sungor samonte sulla lojon zona tene ra tang tava yin tang tava saje chembo tava teso ya bichit.
So then if one wants to find a place where all these teachings are taught in a very concise and powerful way, then one turns to the songs of Milarepa. And there one finds the Rang Tong view, the Shen Tong view, and the Mahamudra view. All of them are expressed.
Karasana Malare Pesungo de Tse Samota, Tse Nyongyong, Tse Nyongyong Tong Samoye.
Why is that? Because there are a few words in Milarepa's song, but they are very profound.
Tene Tse Pato Malare Pesung Taso, Tene Gonzong Hirap. Gonzong Hirab Dorwam. Tene Malare Pakotele Drupa Jab Trapogla. Retro Wempenea Trapola Drupa Jabba Latinde Gonzong and Yam Yung Somba Sombare Tisema Tene Kinder Sapo Hajan Sapo.
So why are these poems so profound? Well, they come out of practice, the wisdom that arises from practice of meditation. Where Milarepa lived in caves in isolation for many years. And in doing such intense practice, he achieved enlightenment, Buddhahood, in one lifetime. And for these reasons, then, the poems are very profound.
And then, Nanjur Jawan from Milarepa, Sering Malasumba Kola, Levi Yere, Tingwa Yere, Ninga Matek Yin Jetangwa. This is the word Jetangwa.
So, in what Rinpoche will be explaining today comes from a cycle of songs that was spoken to the goddess Terima, and there are four different divisions in this cycle, and Rinpoche will be speaking today from the cycle that is called the String of Pearls. Pearls. So there are several different songs within this Tenji Chan, this string of pearls. And the first one that we'll look at is said by Marpa, the great translator Marpa, whose main teacher was Maitripa. And it's his view then that is reflected in this poem.
Tangbo Maitripa Pare. Jarvi Kankan Zamling Der. Jarvi Kankan Zamling Der. Sanje Nipata Tajin. Monotin Bajantinji. Chirpin Soka Novatar. Kunja Korkin Chirpinne. Nimpe Padin Davianki. Sonam Kunda Chapati. Nada Mete Malasam. Matangotipat.
So the first poem, the first section of this poem is a praise to Maitripa by Marpa. And it starts on page 464 in the bottom line there, Jashi Sinkam Zamindir. So a very rough translation of this. Here in Jambudvipa, the Buddha field of the victorious one, renowned as the second Buddha, like the supreme jewel in the crown of the victory banner of the teachings which never set, respected by all and the object of offerings, who completely fills all directions with the sweet melody of the sound of the Paden is like a flag on a boat, so of an ensign. This is the sovereign lord Maitripa. So that goes down to the, that's the first eight lines then.
Teni kyapke pemola, teni de karre ngada meta pare. Teni kyapke pemola, ngada meta pa teni ki kyapke pemola. Kuparatin Yuntin Tamte Rabzote Yuntin Tamte Rabzo Zopa Yonsu Zote Jonam Kunja Magupa Jon Kankitang Magupa Deki Trupa Mazokin Devar che pa dzogpa sanje jitrupa mayi zogso swenpa chin. Nga da maten dike song. Nga da rajar je jarpo. Nga da maten dike song, detak song song.
Then the second part, I rely with respect on his lotus feet. So that's Martha speaking. And then through having drunk the quintessence, and Rinpoche commented there that that refers to the quintessence of the oral instructions, you realize the meaning of the natural state, free of extremes. Rinpoche kind of commented here, the extremes refer to the extremes of confusion. So then you realize the meaning of the natural state, free of extremes, which is Mahamudra, the very peak of the view, the very ultimate view. Completing perfectly all positive qualities, you are not stained in the slightest by any fault. The embodiment in human form of the Nirmanakaya of the Tathagata, the Supreme Being. This was spoken by Marpa.
Tatawa ngoma tindi ni ngosu gore. Se nama jetar nangla jang mato tunan trupa te yoti kembe nchengwarasi.
So then comes the next verse, which deals more with the view. Although external phenomena appear, chitawatani, sunzini.
Chetar nana, kande nana ya. Tenda wo te chini nanji, unda nanji. Chetar nana, kande nana ya. Mandra wa kande nana ya. Na sopa kande nana ya. Yeda wa ta mayam wa kande nana ya.
So, although exterior phenomena appear in various forms, and when one has not realized what they are, then by clinging to these objects, which are confused appearances or deluded appearances, one becomes bound by them. And when one realizes them, then.
Same je nelok saja chembo mato pakasu trutanama. Trunanga. Yorji kimpen chingwara se. Tene mato pakasu trutanama re. Trutanama la. Dembari kinte. Dembari kimpa wanki. Dembari kimpa pokanza te. Kingri. Kowale kingri. Tegare. Te nyong tadona tele mongsi.
So then Rinpoche comments on these first three lines. The chidam, the exterior phenomena or external phenomena, refer to the objects of the five senses, the forms, sound, smell, taste, and touch. And earlier he said that jitar refers to however many ways they appear, in whatever different kinds of forms they appear. And this matok duna, then it means when one has not realized Mahamudra, or the true nature of the mind at that point, then all these exterior phenomena, in whatever form they appear, appear as confusion. And then Yoji Zhenpe, that refers to clinging to the object as truly existent, as something real. And through doing that, then, the person that does that, then, is bound by this, bound into samsara in this way. So how is it that one becomes confused in this way? Well, from beginningless time, through innumerable rebirths, one has been generating habitual patterns, mental habitual patterns. And these then are laid down in one's mind stream. And these habitual patterns are ones that cling to objects as exterior objects as truly existent. And because of these habitual patterns that have been laid down in our mind for so long, then we cling to exterior objects as existent. An example for this, perhaps not talking so much in terms of lifetimes that we've been having these habitual patterns, but simply in terms of one day in this present life, is whatever we think during the day, whatever kind of mental patterns work through our mind during the day, then at night when we go to sleep, these same patterns then reappear. So suppose one is doing the work of war, for example, battles in war. One is involved with activity that creates fear and negativity, and then at night one will have dreams that reflect this. So, when one's involved in this kind of fighting, then one has two main emotions. One is fear, and the other is hatred. So those two emotions then will appear within the dreams. So in the same way that in the dream, what we dream, for example, the fear or the hatred in the dream, these are not truly established. They are mere dream experiences. However, we take them to be real. And in the same way, during the daytime, we take these emotions of fear and hatred to be real, although they are not truly existent. And then, for example, if during the day one was involved in singing and dancing, making music, throwing a party, and involved in these activities, then in the nighttime in the dream, within one's dream, then again, one would be going to a party, having singing and dancing and having a good time. So these, because one has laid down these habitual patterns during the day, then they reappear at night during the dreams.
Tetar tang penan nimu, katangasu nimu, nimi pakya la ten ten semi malam jantrana zongwa yendo sarab ngame tene sarab zongwa yorje pakya zongzen je pakya la ten tadan trana dikha go yendo.
So in the same way that during the daytime what habitual patterns lay down reappear at night, in the same way what we have done in our past lives, whatever habitual patterns have been created there, then they also reappear again in this life in the form of how we think, what kind of body you have and what we do.
Tetar chetan chorda chor sambande kachembore udan tan number je balle sinje malo pchu ina ni yile se pa sinje malo pate Tursur Sambade.
So then one should know very clearly how one's mind has become deluded or confused. And a good place to study like that is in distinguishing the text by Maitreya called Distinguishing the Middle from the Extremes. And there are the 10 mistaken ways. And one of them, and they deal with how one, one of them deals with how one thinks or gets involved in thinking processes that are incorrect.
This is not tanda tantar naso tsende nawante denbar madro pantrupa nawa yimba tang denbar madro pantrunang te seranga ma pakha la ten de sonwa ki gubare ki gubare yani and samgo.
So then one we must understand and consider again and again how the what appears in this lifetime, the exterior appearances, are not truly established, but are merely confused appearances that arise from our own habitual patterns. And this we must understand and think about, know how it is that our mind's working in this way.
Zubda Taro Rizan Zimba Nangan Namdo De Trupan Namdo Yimbar Higre. Then the Nangan Namdo De Zubda Taro Rizan Zimba Nangan Namdo De Trupan Namdo than Trupan Sem Yimbar Hina Trupan Namdo De Le Torbe. Then Tap Sam Higre Tap Sigre. Then Trupan Le Tor Tugre. Trupan Le Torba Tinian De.
So then, if one understands the confused appearances of this life, if one can come to see that they are concepts, conceptualizations that are produced by the mind, that in relating to the five objects of the senses. And if one understands then that these confused concepts are simply products of habitual patterns, then one can know them well and become free of the confusion itself.
Then, malango maashi pakapso malam je nama te trupa nama yin par chiga yomare. Malam je nama ten trupa nama yin par maashi pa latin te tene malam je nama ten zimbe nanga nanki te yang trupa sen yin par ngon chiga yomare. Ten ngon maashi pa latin te Malanje kapso, tene, simchina la donga na zunyum.
So it's like not knowing how our mind creates these delusions is like not recognizing that we're dreaming while we're dreaming. And within the dream then there are various confused appearances that arise. And but we don't know this. We also don't know that the consciousness that is looking at this dream is also a confused appearance. So being confused both about the subject and the object in the dream, sentient beings go through a great deal of suffering.
Then malam je nato je nama nam Nāngbōng nī tō yīnbā jīmsīn lā tīng tī, tīne mālā ngō mā shī nā, dēmbār kīmbā wāng gā dōngā dāng, dōngā nā sōn jūng rē. Mālā ngō shī nā, nā wā tī, mālā jī nā wāng gā gōg mā rē, tīne dōngā yīng mā.
So then in the dream, there are lots of very, a multitude of appearances that arise. And if we cling to them as something real, then suffering will arise. But if we know them for what they are, then it's not necessary to stop or arrest or block these appearances in any way.
Chū tāng chūnyī nāmbarīn jēpā lē chāng, mē pē chū nā nā wē pē jūmā mālāng sōpā jīng. Kōrbā, tāntāng kōrbā nā wā tē nē jīndā nā wā, nā jīndā tōngbā, nā tōng nī sō rē. Nā tōng nī sō jī pē tē, tē nē jūmā mālāng, jūmā tā mālāng tē nā tōng nī sō kā pēr sōngbā rē. Nā tōng nī kā yīmā.
So then, from the text by my Maitreya called Distinguishing the Middle from the Extremes, he gives examples for these phenomena that appear although they do not truly exist. And he gives the example of an illusion or a dream. And these then are examples for, also for the inseparability of appearance and emptiness. So they are examples for that which does not appear, although it truly exists, and for that which appears, although it does not ultimately exist.
Dena tatar je nāvan denam malam yendo nāntong ni chore.
So the appearances that we're seeing right in this very moment are also the inseparability of appearance and emptiness.
De yendo tatar je ngāsu pungpo kāntan jinji nāmyang malam yendo Melange Pombota, Melange Kanda, Melange Jinji Jindo, Nandong Nitore.
So, what makes up our present experiences, such as the five skandhas, the 18 dhatus, and the 12 ayatanas, these are dreamlike skandhas, dreamlike dhatus, and dreamlike ayatanas. They are actually the inseparability of appearance and emptiness.
Pumbu kanta jiji na nandong niso yinpa se na tene tatar je nyumong yang nandong niso re tatar je donga yang malam je donga je sowa yinpa nandong niso re nyumong yang malam je kongro yinpa nandong niso re donga yang malam je donga yinpa nandong niso re nandong nika re
So then because the Skandhas, the dhatus, and the ayatanas are all the inseparability of appearance and emptiness. Then, all conflicting emotions, all of the kleshas and suffering, these two are nothing but the appearance of emptiness and appearance inseparable.
Te ngō mā ki te dēmbari kēmpa wāng, dēmbari kēmpa kāpsa ntrupa re, nāntōng nī sō ngō ki te, nāntōng nī sō, nāntōng yēn mī ki tō ngō yō sōn tō tō nā, te nē ntrupa te le tō gre.
So all of these, the skandhas, the dhatus, and the ayatanas, they are all in truth the, or actually the inseparability of appearance and emptiness. But not knowing this, we cling to them as something truly existent, and at that point then we are involved in confusion. When we recognize them for what they truly are, this inseparability of emptiness and appearance, then we are freed of confusion.
Penna ngā tsō mālānta mē cekpa dōngā chō no, mē te ຍັງຕັກປັງເນຍຍໍມາລະຕົງບັນຍີເດຍັງຕັກປັງເນຍມີເນຍຍັງທຸບເຊມຈິງໂອລາມີນາວາຍໍເດນາວາຕົງບັນຍີໂຊເດເມດນາດົງຍີໂຊຍິນບັດລະຕິນເດເມຍຊິກເປເມດາລືນເທເປເລຊາຍັງນາດົງຍີໂຊເດເຣປາຍັງນາດົງຍີໂຊເດເມດາລືນຍິນເທເປເລຊານາດົງຍີໂຊຍິນບັດລະຕິນເດ
So then in a dream, for example, if one sees fire, there's fire. This fire is actually in truth emptiness. It's not truly established. But to the confused mind, to the face, or from the point of view of the confused mind, this fire truly exists. And then the fire connects with our body. It touches our body. And this actual touching of our body is in itself also appearance and emptiness inseparable, but we again don't realize that. And then the feeling of having been burnt through this contact with fire, which is also the inseparability of appearance and emptiness, we don't see this either, and therefore we suffer.
Trupa nama te la denbar kemba wangke, tene nyumong ta tonga songwa, te yang nyumong ta songwa.
So in grief, the appearances that we experience in the existence or in the three realms are all confused appearances because we think of them as something truly existent or something real. So this clinging in itself creates the suffering. So one has to think again and again about how this suffering is produced.
Tene tende nawa den trupe nawa yin bari yi chi na tene trunang tele tene trondo je lo chi gre trunang le trondo je lo chi gre trunang ge ni bo lam nyang se lam la len ba la tene ga ba tan to ba yin gre lam nyang se ling.
So if one understands that what is appearing in this life are merely confused appearances, then one develops a desire to be freed of this. And to be liberated from this, then one turns to the remedy, which is moving along the path of practice. So then, so now we've looked at the state of confusion. So what happens then if one realizes what this is? So for those who have realized the state of how things appear, then appearances arise as an illusion. And whatever appears as an object then arises as a friend to the mind, a helper, an associate to the mind. So these external appearances, instead of being something that confuses the mind, once one has realized what they truly are, then whatever appears is an aid to the mind, is a help to the mind, is not any problem.
Tundan semje ne lok saja chembo ngon som to tok pa nanjur pa ta, nanjur pa namla, nanjur pa namla, nama de kande nangre. Tundan semje ne lok ngon som to tok pa nanjur pa ta, nanjur pa namla, yuma tab tang, mula ngon shi pa tab nawa. Tene, nantong ye ni je nawa nang sanji kaya.
So how is it then for people who have realized the Mahamudra or the ultimate nature of things, for them then these appearances that arise are mere appearances. They arise as the inseparability of appearance and emptiness. It is as if one has recognized the dream, or one knows of all these appearances to be an illusion. So if one recognizes a dream, if one uses one's superior knowledge to examine what is appearing, then one looks at these and one sees that there's not even an atom that is truly existent or truly real. And at that point then, one sees that these appearances are indeed the inseparability of appearance and emptiness.
Yana loni la mokgepo, mokgenpa, lo chenpo se loni la tena loni te nang sanjere mato, mene denpar mato pa shikare. Puku chong chong su loni te la denpar shikare. Te nang yin, tanta, toni ngon sum to tokpan pakpan nam je nama te, juchin tenre so sanje nama tang, ton tampar mato pa nandong yemi do togare. So sitewa nam je nandong yemi imbar ngon ma ishine denpar shenpa. Mok genpe loni te pa tang, mok genpe loni te na loni te nang sanre mato, mene denpar shenka mare. Puku chong chong ke loni la ten mon te na denpar shenka wa.
So an example for this state of understanding all phenomena to arise as an illusion, Rinpoche gives one from modern times, which would be comparing an older person and a child, comparing the way they look at a movie. And an older person, when they look at a movie, they know that it's just mere appearance, that someone has made this and that it's all just being projected there on the screen. Whereas a child takes it to be truly existent. They become very fearful and it can have a bad effect on them, which is why movies, that they don't, one doesn't take children to very scary or violent movies. So in the same way that an old person knows that a film or a movie is just a projection, and a child doesn't, then in the same way, someone who has realized that all phenomena are merely the product of our mental patterns and are ultimately mere appearance, or the inseparability of emptiness and appearance, they then are free of the fear or the negative emotions that might be generated through watching a movie. They know that, and it's the same way that someone who's realized the true state of things knows that phenomena simply arise from the coming together of causes and conditions, that they are codependently arisen in this way, that being mere appearances, they are this inseparability of emptiness and appearance.
And then Gompo Lodropji, Peji Sumbare. Te melong nanga zungyi re. Melong nanga zungyi tongso te genpe tongso te pukin tongso yendo pakpa nangji ngopon tongso te melong mo genpe melong nanga zungyi tongso ndako re songa. Sosu jewe sirarju ngopon tongso te puka chung chung tu melong nanga zungyi tongso la pe songa re. Zungyi pe songa re.
Nagarjuna gave an example in the past of the reflection in a mirror, and in the same way that older people who are wise or experienced don't take these reflections to be real, or as a child might. In the same way, the noble ones who have realized the true nature of mind, the way this is the way they look at objects, at things. They see them as a mere reflection in a
mirror. Rang dong melong na me cha yu de na rang dong yin ba ma yenda re san de me me yenda de re san de
they think it's someone else
te yendo te ne ta pe na sem jin nam je rang sem jin thunang de la den ba ri yin ne yin re san de yenda de re san de
And this, in the same way, then, sentient beings think that the appearances of their own mind are indeed somehow different from themselves. They make the same mistake that the small child does, thinking that the reflection in the mirror is not itself.
They think that Malan Karong Bakapsu Yang, Malan Janama Te Ranga Sim, Samwa Sarji Ying Shagare Mato, Sir Dutin Sayan Trapa Yomare. Madron na yin le san me su de ye le yin le san me tro de ye mla je tro de
so if one for example doesn't realize the dream if one doesn't realize that it is the appearance of the luminosity of one's own mind then one takes these objects whatever appears as objects in the dream to be something separate from oneself
Yonang sem je draw sin cha. Ta sem je ne lok sa je je bong ngwe sum to to ban nan je ba da nan je ba nam la. Ke ni juma ta ba ran cha je ye re ma dong yin mi. Na dong yin mi juma ta ba na ma te de. Ke ni sa je je bong nyam se le ba la ne ba chi ge re se ne ba chi ge ma re. Yor je na wa juma ta ba de gom je draw sin cha ge re. Te la tin de yang gom ja chu. Na wa juma ta ba la me ke gom ja chu. Now, Juma Tavala, Denbar, my Denze, my Yoko say they go on the other way. This and your nonsense, your toss and judge. You heard that now, Juma Tower, they go on the toss each other.
So then, for the second commentary on the second line of this, you know, Denji Droxu Chak, so when one has realized the true nature of the Mahamudra, then whatever appears is like a dream or like an illusion. One does not cling to it as something truly existent, and therefore one can meditate on all the objects of the senses, whatever appears to the mind, and this will not create any kind of hindrance to one's meditation. On the contrary, it will appear as a helper, as a friend to the mind.
Then Dorje Tibet Lola, Malam Malam Wonkipe, Malam Wom, my hip and Wonkiper say the Dangwari. Malam Wom, my hip and keeper say the Dangwari, the Yams Lana, Malam Wonkiper cup so. Then Malanja Nama, the Jurvata, Namkalam Prova La Soba Zotuvi. This Zoba cup so, Malanja Nama, Jurvata, Malanda Namkalam Prova La Soba Zona. Nama, Malam Monsi, but now a manga pertaining to Zogovermato, Malanja Nama then gas on her. Then now a joya down, Namka Yomare, Namka Lampriada, Namka da Luja Nama Nona, then Namka Lampria Las of Gaya Zoto. Namate, Malango, my ship, but now a day, Malanje, Malamje, Malamdo, Lutur Sepata, Lugin, and Yin. Malanja Nama Yin and Yin to Jirvatan, Malanda Namkal and Prava Lass of Draws Jirvata. Pete Yindo, Tene, Sentinel Longers on the top by Yina, Tene Nama to Stam de Gonja Draws Jerry. Pete Malan.
So, what does this mean then to become a friend of the mind? Well, in the Vajrayana, there are instructions on how to. Recognize the dream, and for those who do not know how to do this. And so, in that, when one is able to practice this successfully, then one can change the appearances in the dream
about one can fly in the sky and so forth. So that's why, for this reason then, one does not block the arising of appearances, but lets them arise unimpededly. So these unimpeded arisings then become the friends of the mind. The body, for example, changes from one thing into the next. One has a sky to fly in, etc. If one blocked appearances, then there would be no sky to fly in. There would be no body to change from one thing into the next, and none of these transformations could happen. So it's important then to allow these appearances to arise, recognizing their true nature, and this then is how they become friends of the mind.
ทาทุกตงละนังมะญุงเกมิจุกะตากุซงเกซะวะทาทุกตงละตากันเดเรตอเปมาตอปะกัปตันตอปะกัปซะเตนดาวินะเนลงทาทุกงอมะเตละกันเดเรชุนนัมเจเนลงทาทุกปะงอมะเตกันเดเรซะนะทาทุกตงละนังมะญุงนังมะเตทาทุกทาทุกเนลงทาทุกวังดะเซนะนังมะญุงซิเจเตนังวะนังวะตังโปนิมาแชบะเรนังมะญุง
So then the next line.
Tatok tongla nama ni, jimi chukar tago song. Tatok tongla nama de, nama nyong, nama khar ma nyong bare. Jimi chukar tago song, ona kararese na, jeva meba chu chukar e song bare. Jimi chukar tago song. Jeva meba chu chukar e, chukar rang yin to yin ni takpare song bare.
Nama
di chukar e. Nama nama nyong de, nama. Nama chukurang jina.
So then the next two lines. Tatutunga
nang manyung.
So ultimately then these appearances have not arisen. For example, from the very beginning they have not, in the dream, for example, a dream snake from the beginning, has not really truly arisen. Kirmu has not truly arisen. And therefore, they are actually the appearances of the Dharmakaya.
Then the Malam to Dorje Malam Tana, Namto Tribung or Dorje Naba Kavare Mato, your ranking in the Dorje Ngo, Tanguni, Dorje Ngo, Tom Manyongba, Shar Manyongba. Dorje manyong bare, me bare. Dorje rangin yo bare. Rangin yo rabe. Yo dor rangang owo ni je manyong bare. Tangbo ni me bare. Ina dorje namba the same purpose now.
So then what did this mean that these appearances have not existed from beginningless time? Well, the aspect of the snake that appears to the confused mind as a concept. So this is a confused appearance to our mind. But actually, the snake itself has no true essence. It does not really truly exist. It's merely a confused appearance to our mind.
This is the case of the Yanayan Yapon. Mato Pacap, Topacap, the German Tower, the Carawa, the Toka Tone, the Tennisia, Yini Mato Patimba.
Jumatari
is a prince of Timber. Rare.
So, in looking at this verse, it's good to connect it with, or to look at it through the Rangtong school's approach, the empty of itself. So on a relative level, then how would this be? On the relative level, on the apparent level, when one does not realize them, one takes them as, one does not realize phenomena, one takes them to be truly existent, and when one realizes them, one sees them as an illusion. And ultimately, on the ultimate level, one sees that they were never established, that they never were truly established. From beginning of time, they have not been established or not been existent.
Oh yeah, that's not the song that I'm singing. Don't you think it's important?
So then, we should chant this together. Once upon a time,
we should. Really? I just don't know how to chant it.
We should chant it together. Give it a chance if only gets tired.
Tava rangindi tsuke se nama cheta nangla chang se nama cheta nangla chang mado tu nam prupa te yorji kintin kinwa tokpa nangla jyoma nang yon nang sem je toho sunja tatok tongla nang manyung kimi chukos tako son se kangpa doyendo wa de lo lo zong nye huyo arve.
So it would be good if you could memorize the lines that start out with the Chinang Jita.
Sanama. Kangba Dengri.
Chinang.
Well, Sanama Jita, didn't you say it?
So it's the sixth, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Okay. Dini Mari. Dini Mari.
So it's from the eighth line on the far right hand side.
Sinam Jita.
So if of the two schools, of the Rangtong and the Zhentong school, if one applies the Rangtong school view to these two verses, then that would be appropriate. So then we'll chant three times these seven lines.
Good one.